So the foundation patching process is a fairly traditional process, and I've never really purposely done it. I think, a lot of the sketching that I do, which is patching over a sketch, it's very similar sometimes because I am at that point working on a base, and a base is really a foundation. So since I work on a base all the time, I could say that I most often use a foundation method in one way or another. This is more of a, traditional approach to a traditional quilt block, which has a pattern to it, and it was interesting just to do it. I don't think that I've ever actually done it this way. And it was very simple and very easy and very practical. So, I can understand how it developed. I think that I did actually mention that, two running stitches and a back stitch, two steps forward and one step back. Way back in my hand piecing, I think that's in the methods index at this point. If you want to go back and review that, I think it was from Patchwork Beasts. I do use that a lot. I think I use, maybe I've even come to use a backstitch more often than a running stitch because of its strength and its holding of the seam. It's also easy to control the size of your stitch when you step back rather than to just go forward. So when I want to take really tiny stitches, even with the glue stitch, I do use a backstitch. It's funny how those things develop because I don't think about them that much. But I thought back and I'm thinking, yeah, I use it a lot more. And what's interesting also is that in this process, you don't really have the option to press the seams open. Because you're sewing and folding over, you automatically get all the extra seam allowance pushed to one side. I noted to myself that, because I often embellish over the piece, that I'm often concerned with that. So that's just a characteristic here. I mean, you can quilt these things without going too close to the seam, so I guess you can avoid them. But then I thought to myself, well, this foundation patching method is a really, it's very close to me using very thin cloth as a backing and also stabilizing thin clothing to a cloth to a backing. So it's actually quite a practical method if you have really, really delicate cloth. And then the seam buildup really isn't an issue anyway. I think, and it's pleasant to do. And you can change it up a lot by the kind of seams you use. And I'll do some more just because I want to try a few other things in terms of connecting stuff and things like that.